Welcome to the Regina Perkins Show. This is your host of the show. This is Regina Perkins. I hope you're having a blessed day. It is Friday. That means you're getting ready for some free days. How many of you love Friday? Well, I thank God for you all joining and listening in today on the show. I hope you've been enjoying the segments that I've been doing. I hope you were able to listen into the last meditation moment. And if you haven't listened to the archives of the Regina Perkins Show, feel free to go on and just listen in. If you guys have not followed me on my other social media platforms, you can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook. And you can also follow the Regina Perkins Show on YouTube. You heard me, on YouTube. I do have a YouTube channel, and on that YouTube channel, I am talking about I'm traveling, inspiration, cooking. We have a great time on there. So if you guys are get an opportunity, you can go watch some of those some of my videos on YouTube. Do like and subscribe. So today I just wanted to talk to you something about something that just kind of dropped in my spirit today. And it's about the word testing. And some of you may be going through a time of testing. You may be going through a trying time. You may be going through some fiery trials right now. But I just want to send a word to you and encourage you. God said he would not put more on you than you can bear. He said, but every temptation that he would make a way of escape. So I want you to know that God has already made a way of escape for you. God has already made a way out for you. God already knows the door that you're going to take. He already knows the places that he's going to send you to. He already has it already worked out. Even before the foundation of the world, he already knew that you would be in this place today. He already knew that you would have these questions. He knew you would have these anxieties. He knew you would have these woes. He knew you would have these things upon your heart today. But God has already orchestrated your exit plan. Just say that out loud. God has already orchestrated my exit plan. And God wants to let you know, according to his word, everything that he's spoken to you, he said, I have given you everything that pertains to life and to godliness. So my encouragement to you today, and God encouraged me with this, when I begin to recite the scriptures and I begin to speak and decree and declare some things over my life, all of a sudden, God put an unction on me. And he said, Regina, do you realize the power and what you're saying in my word? Do you realize that I'm not a man that I should lie? That you're taking my word lightly with a grain of salt? That you're not realizing that when you speak my word, that it has to come to pass. It will not return void. That the word is life, and it is power in my word. That it's like a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so God said, when you speak the word, it has to come to pass. So the word of God, he says, I will supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, he didn't say nothing about you. He said, but according to my riches and glory, he has the supply. He has the supply. And so once the word of God is spoken, he said, I will do that. And he don't tell lies. So there's no reason that you should doubt. There's no reason that you should sway. There's no reason that you should be double-minded when you read his word or hear his word, because God has already breathed upon it. And he said, this is what I have for you. That's why it's so important to pray when you pray, that you pray the word of God. It's the word that brings everything into alignment. So if something's out of alignment, when you begin to speak the word according to his will, he said, if you pray anything according to my will, that it shall be done. You see? So that's why God responds to his word. The Bible says the angels hearken to the voice of his words. So there's power in his word. So when you begin to decree and declare the word, expect. Come with a spirit of expectancy. Come with your heart open. Come ready to receive. It's like opening up your womb. It's like opening yourself up and said, okay, God, I'm open and I'm ready to receive what you're about to give me. And once we receive the word, we wait on the expectation with a spirit of expectancy. Amen. There's a place that you should be at in the realm of the spirit, and that place is called faith. He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we have to have faith and trust his word and believe his word and know that it shall come to pass. I'm sensing in my spirit, many of you are going through some things right now and you're doubting yourself. You're doubting if God is hearing your prayers. You're doubting if, is God going to really deliver me? Is God going to bring me out? And you're saying, you know in your spirit, like, you know, I've been saved. I know the Lord. But this is a place where I'm feeling like, God, I don't know. But God wants to encourage you today. He wants to lift up your soul today. And he wants to let you know, I heard you. He wants to let you know, I have it all worked out. He wants to let you know that I will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He wants to let you know, I've given you everything that pertains to life and to godliness. He wants to let you know, I have it already orchestrated. That's why he can tell you, I won't put no more in your conveyor. He said, but I will make a way of escape. God knows how long to leave you there. God knows how long, how much you can take. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I would doubt, I would say this, that even now he is stretching your spiritual muscles. He's putting some things on you. Say, Lord, that's a little bit too much weight. It's kind of like when you're in the workout room and you're lifting weights. You say, okay, I can do this. And then somebody comes along and says, well, let me add a little bit more so he can make you stronger. You've gotten too comfortable with the weight that you've been lifting. You've gotten too complacent. You've gotten too comfortable with the little 10 pounds or whatever. You've gotten too comfortable. So God said, let me add a little bit more because there's some bigger projects coming your way. There's some larger projects that you're going to need a little bit more faith. So God said, let me begin to condition you. Let me condition you for the race. Let me condition you for the run so you will have the endurance, you will have the stamina, and you will have the strength to withstand it. Hallelujah, glory to God. So I thank you all for listening in today on the Regina Perkins Show. I hope this word blessed you. It blessed me while I was telling you, because let me tell you, the word always hits you first before you can give it to someone else. It always ministers to your heart. And I feel like today that this was something that I wanted to encourage you guys with, because even I, in my own self, had my own doubts. Like, Lord, are you going to work this situation out? Are you going to bring me through it on the other side? And God had to remind me, Regina, I got you. He had to remind me, don't forget. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because God, there is nothing impossible with God. He said, all things are possible to them that believe. God is not somewhere scared and shaking. He knows exactly what he's going to do. So I send peace, shalom to you in Jesus' name. Have a blessed day.